Hey, folks, so last week we did a 3D video for PDC, and it's something that Mike Swanson suggested, and so we put together some hardware for that, and I wanted to show you how we did it. We actually did it with about $350 worth of hardware, tops. So the way that we did this was using a couple of Flip Ultra HD cameras, and you can get them varying prices. I got kind of, you know, the top of the line as far as the Flip goes, which I think was $150 each. It records 720p, you know, full HD. There's no mic input, so it's a little rough there. We did some external miking. But, yeah, we used the video right off these. So you can see the setup right here. So it's just two standard Flip Ultra HD cameras mounted on a fairly inexpensive Manfrotto tripod. We've got a little bracket here that holds the two together. They need to be about as far apart as your eyes. So this bracket's nice because you can unscrew the bracket and slide the cameras back and forth as you need to. When I first put this together, the cameras were a little bit wobbly. So what you get when you're moving around with the cameras is it looks like you're going cross-eyed every once in a while when when one camera kind of turn in. So what I did to fix that was I took a little ruler that I had on my desk and a couple of hair ties. And you can see I just, you know, put the ruler flat against the back of the cameras and, you know, use the hair ties to hold it up against it. That makes the cameras so that they don't move back and forth. So they're completely flat and they're pointed straight ahead. Once you record with this, you know, you just start both cameras and you hit the record buttons at the same time. Once you start recording with it and you get done, you end up with MP4 files, which the free software that I use to make 3D movies doesn't work with MP4. So you have to convert it into like an MPEG or an AVI. You can use a lot of different programs for this. You can use, you know, Handbrake. You can use Expression Encoder. You can use, you know, Premiere, whatever it is that you're used to using. You can just edit those down and make an MPEG out of it. And then once you have those, I've got two of the files here. I'll show you. Here's the PDC left eye and the PDC right eye. One of the things that you want to remember when you do this is label your videos right away for which one is the right eye and which one's the left eye. And then you just start up the 3D software, which I'll put a link to in the text description. It's Stereo Movie Maker English Edition. And I'll go ahead and start that up. You can see here that there's an open button, and it says, you know, which one is your left movie, and I'll pick it. Which one's your right movie, and I pick that. And here you go. This is what you're going to see here. Now, the height of some of the videos, you know, like the right eye is a little bit high, so you need to bring that down. You actually have to kind of calibrate them and get them into the right spot. Fortunately, there's a way to do this automatically. You just Alt-K, and there's an auto alignment. And that will align both the images for you. And then you click on Skip. All right, so now they're both aligned, and now you click on Stereo, Color Anaglyph, and Color, Red and Cyan. So this will let us do red-blue glasses. There's a few different settings in here. See, if you have shutter glasses or you have some other methods of doing 3D, you can account for those too, but I'm going to do red-blue glasses, and you can see that it actually tints this for you, so it's now in 3D. So I've got my red-blue video here, and you can hit F2 and it'll start playing through it, and you can check it out that way. Another thing that you can do too, when you're actually filming this, if you need to see what your 3D picture is going to look like, it's not the most scientific thing, but you can actually cross your eyes until the two pictures converge and you can get an idea of just how 3D it is or any other tweaks that you need to make. And then once you have this in here, you just go File, Save Stereo Movie, and save as an AVI. Select Color Anaglyph, and you can actually do a gray anaglyph too. It'll take the color out of it, and it gives it a little bit better 3D effect, but it's in black and white, so not so cool. Yeah, give it a name, save it, and there it goes. It'll start compressing after you tell it what codec you want to use. I'm going to do a full uncompressed frame, and you can put your 3D glasses on, and you can watch it as it goes. So it's pretty cool. Try it out at home. Grab two flips and give it a try. Send me a link. Let me know what you think.